Now, what is easier to remember, words or basically just practice the intention and just ooze it out 24/7 without even thinking about it? You see, it's easier to ooze out the intention 24/7 than trying to remember all the words, because now you're focused on the right word, the right phrase. And so people say, well, no, I think it's easier to remember the words. Then fine, use the words. Let the intention be your secondary thing that you can be working on. I would emphasize that if you want to achieve great success, the fact of the matter is, the people that I showed you last night on the PowerPoint, on the slideshow, and I know most of these guys, these are people in network marketing that make $5 million a year and more, pretty much. If you look at all those guys, many of them are terrible presenters. They're not good speakers. Some of them just cannot make a presentation in an effective manner. They're not good communicators. Some of them just don't have the natural skills of communication, and it is a natural talent in many cases. They're just not very good. They say the wrong words. But there's two things that they do better than anybody else. Number one, they will not be outworked. They will not be out-hustled. And number two, their intention is more powerful than anybody else's. They put forth the right intention. Their belief that the industry, their leadership, their product, their compensation plan, their training and tools are off the charts, and the belief that they can and will succeed is off the charts. So it's their intention that's better than you, and they work more. Those are the two things we can really control, because those are the common denominators of all success. It's not perfect speech patterns, it's not perfect words. Yes, it's helpful. Do the right things correctly? Yeah, I'm telling you how to do it correctly. But in order for you to do it perfectly correctly, you're gonna have to practice and practice and practice. Mike Seale can show you how to correctly stroke the ball. And I can do that every once in a while. But when I'm playing him and get under the pressure, I got no chance. You know, when the heat's on, forget it. I can't stroke the ball. I mean, you know, the heat's on. Especially when he's sharking me going, oh, that's an easy shot. You can't miss that. So the release statement is powerful. You hand it to somebody, use the same phrase anytime you hand it to somebody. I just listened to this. I'm not sure. I just listened to this. I found it pretty interesting. I'm not sure if you have any interest. But if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? So the release statement, I'm not sure if you have any interest. Then if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? There's a question. So write that down. If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? Now, what would happen if the person said, no, I wouldn't listen to it? Then here's the phrase. The phrase is, then I guess this wouldn't be for you. Then I guess this wouldn't be for you. Then I guess this wouldn't be for you. If they say yes, what do you say? You have to say something. Great. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. And drop it. Stop talking. Talk about the baseball game. Get off it. Leave it alone. Don't try to impress them with what you know and how much you know about success. Stop talking. So you get your phrase down. Now let me tell you what we're going to do. Here's the instructions. What we're going to do, something a little challenging, but we will adapt and improvise. If you're next to somebody, you basically are going to twin up. So you're going to twin up, 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 up, you're all by yourself. So you're going to turn around and maybe try to twin up or try to find somebody to twin up. Otherwise, you'll get and join another group of two. So basically, you want to have at least one twin or it'll be a group of three, okay? Now, let me explain what you're gonna do. Basically, you're going to have in your hand an imaginary CD, and you're gonna go to this person, and you're gonna hand them the CD and say what I said by memory. Oh no, I didn't know it was gonna be that hard. Okay, you can read it. Hand it to him and go, Joe, I just finished listening to this and I found it rather interesting. I don't know if you'll have any interest, but if I loan it to you, would you listen to it? Do it a few times so it becomes a little smoother than that, okay? So what you're gonna do is you're gonna say that, and he's gonna say yes or no. And then if he says no, then you say, I guess then you wouldn't have any interest. Or I guess this is not for you. The phrase is not so significant, you get the point. If he says yes,